بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We continue where we stopped in the chapter of food. Spoke about the istihala, and so now we come to a new chapter. He said he's going to talk to us about animals. After we spoke about vegetables, of course, it branches off to what? Animals. Animals branches off to what? To barri and bahri. صح؟ To either the barri, which is lives on the land, or bahri, that lives in the river or in the sea. There is in the middle, which is, they call it amphibian. We'll talk about it, which is in Arabic, barmawi or barma'i. We'll talk about it a little bit here. Before, we need to start with والحيوان يقول رحمه الله والحيوان قسمان. حيوان, the animal, are two types. بحري وبري. بحري, the one that lives in the sea, and بري, the one that lives on the land. He said, and what is intended with the بحري, which is the one does not live except in the water. صح؟ Because there are animals which are بحري, also بري. We'll talk about those. What is the ruling about those types of animals like the crocodile and so on. طيب. Of course, here he's going to talk about the بحري. He said, فَأَمَّا الْبَحْرِ فَكُلُّهُ حَلَالٍ. As for the animal that live in water, all of it are halal. Whatever you bring out of the water, whether it is crabs, whether it is fish, whether it is lobster, and so all of that is what? Halal. طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 96, it is halal for you, the hunting or the sayd of al-bahr and its food. What is mean? يعني the fishing, anything you fish out of the sea is halal for you. So here it is what? General. The command is what? General. Why? Because we're going to talk about the madhab Hanafi and how they say you're not allowed to eat some of them, the crab and the lobsters, and also the shea. He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْبَحْرَ لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. Surah An-Nahl, verse 14. And he is the one who subjected the bahr, meaning the sea, and also the river, because the river is bahr also. You eat from it soft meat, soft flesh, which is the bahr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, also in Surah Fatir, verse 12, وَمَا يَسْتَوِي الْبَحْرَانِ هَذَا عَذْبٌ فُرَاتٌ سَائِغٌ شَرَابُهُ وَهَذَا مِلْحٌ أُجَاجٌ وَمِنْ كُلٍ تَأْكُلُونَ رَحْمًا طَرِيًّا. He said, they're not equal, the two seas, the two bahr, which is one in adh, fresh water, you can drink it easily, which is, he means here what? River. The river in Arabic, it's called nahr, but in the Quranic language is bahr. A lot of the time it's called bahr. صح? Even though in the Quran the word nahr is mentioned, true? Nahr is what? Mentioned, river. أنهار جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. But it doesn't matter, still بحر النهر. He said, and وهذا ملح الأجاج. That's very salty. You can't drink it. And from both you eat soft flesh. لحم. Right? And also the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith that he is collected by Imam Malik, he said, and others, he said, in the Sanad of it, Sahih, he said, هو الطهور ماءه الحل ميتته. It is the water, it is, يعني about the sea, the water of it is pure, and the mayta of it, the carrion of it, the dead, which is unslaughtered, is halal. And also, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, رضي الله عنه, said, طعام البحر كل ما فيه. The food of the sea, everything that is in it. And also, the ulama generally, upon ijma', consensus that as-samak, the fish, is halal generally. Why? Because you'll find some, you will find later, that the Shaykh will tell us that the eel is not halal. We'll talk about that to come. Pay attention, this is important, see? Why the Hanafi madhab says it is not allowed to eat from the sea except the fish? Anything else needs to be slaughtered. Or if it is not slaughtered, something, you can't eat it, because by the time you take it out, it's dead. Now, why did they say that? Because they said, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَحِلَّتْ لَنَا مَيْتَةً. Two dead animals, mayta is halal, يعني you don't need to slaughter it. السمك, fish, والجراد, which is locust. So these are two, even if it's dead, you can eat it. So here, what did he say? He said, both are halal. So what they said then, this hadith is specifies all the previous ayat, which are general. And it means, here the ayat, they said, it's only in the fish. You see. Of course, this is incorrect because this hadith does not specify the Prophet ﷺ. He gave here an example. Yani, the samak, because generally is what you get from the water, not the crabs, and that's why they remain rare and more expensive than the fish. If you go to any fish shop, majority on his stock is fish. The minority is crabs and shellfish and all that. So here when he said the fish, he said, yeah. And also some said, the Ahnaf define fish anything that has scales. Of course, not all the Ahnaf, because I met a lot of mashayikh of the Ahnaf, they will eat prawns and that, no problem. Anyway, they are missing out. If they don't eat it, they are missing out. That's alright, I'll eat it. They can send it to me once they get it out of the water. I'm more than happy to eat the crabs. Because all the ahadith are overwhelmingly allows all of these hot food. Now, we come to, before I talk to you about, before I talk about what the Sheikh said, except the eel, I want to talk about amphibians. First, before I talk about the amphibians, I want to talk about what Imam al-Nawawi said, rahimahullah. He said, our ashab, qala ashabuna, he said it in the majmu'. Yani, his companions, the ulama of al-Shafi'i, he said, al-hayawanu alladhi la yuhlikuhu al-ma darbani. The animal that the water doesn't kill it, he doesn't drown in it and die, are two types. ما يعيش في الماء, whatever lives in the water. وإذا خرج منه كان عيشه عيش المذبوح. And when you take it out and he dies, it is like the slaughter. كالسمك بأنواعه فهو حلال. All the different types of fish is halal. ولا حاجة إلى ذبحه بلا خلاف. And you do not need to slaughter it without difference of opinion. الثاني ما يعيش في الماء وفي البر أيضا. Whatever lives in the sea and on the land also. Likewise, he's not talking about the crocodile, he's talking here. فمنه طير الماء, like the birds of the water. كالبط والأوز ونحوهما. The bot, the ducks, swans, and whatever is similar to it, or halal. وَلَا يَحِلُّ مَيْتَتُهُ بِلَا خِلَافٍ. And the mayta of it is not halal, with no difference of opinion. Meaning if you see a dead duck, you can't eat it. But if you see a fish floating on the water, it's not rotten, but just floating, so then you can eat it, there is no problem. Imagine you're fishing, you got a big fish and a shark comes and bites its head off. Like you're really lean. Of course, if it's a nice salmon, you are not going to throw it back, you're going to get home. You don't care about the head. Let the shark eat it. I eat the rest. Or a nice big kingfish. I'm going to say no. Are you? And if you have a problem with eating it, send it towards this side.
طيب.
So here, what did he say? He said these are the bat and the awaz and all that birds that eats and live on the surface of the water. This is halal if you catch it to slaughter it. So you need the war of dhabh. You can't catch it and eat it without dhabh. Like what? Like the birds of the water, the dachshunds. As for al-barmawi or al-barmai, the Shaykh did not mention it in the book directly, but we need to talk about it because this is important and the implication that it has. He mentioned one or two later, we'll talk about it, like the frog and the crocodile. But there are animals who live in the water and live on the land. Sah? Live in the water and live on the land. Which is like what? Like the crocodile and turtle and all of that. Sah? Now if it is a predator, you're not allowed to eat it. If it is a predator, like the crocodile, which is we'll talk about later, you're not allowed to eat it. Sah? You're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because it has fangs. And whatever is with the fangs is haram. Because you will learn later, a sabr, the predator animal, the animal of prey, is haram. Sah? And the cougar, and the tiger, and the lion. Later we're going to talk about it. But the crocodile lives in the water and live what? In the lake. And that's why we say it is haram to eat it, because it is a predator. As for the ones like turtle or gnat, it's not a predator, then you can eat it. There is no issue in it, inshallah. So this is you draw the line. Sah? But the crabs live in the water and outside the water. The crab is not considered a predator animal. That's why it is allowed to be eaten.
It's considered
the shark. Good. The brother asking, what about the shark? The shark, you are allowed to eat it, even it is a predator, because it is part of what?
Sea.
Sea animal. Sah? Sea animal, you're allowed to eat it. Now, the turtle? Yes, if they live in both, you have to slaughter. No?
And then the crab will eat it too.
No, the crab is not it's not more than a fish and doesn't get slaughtered anyway. Yeah. And the turtle is slaughtered for in case, yeah, if you're going to kill. No one eats turtles, really. But yeah. We'll talk about it a little bit more when it comes, inshallah. Also, what is under that, even if the animal of the sea is similar, has similar names of the humans. And the animals, like the shark is called Kalbul Bahr in Arabic. Sah? Kalbul Bahr. And Khanzirul Bahr. Khanzir, the swine of the sea. This is a name only in Arabic. You know why? Because I was in Lebanon and I went fishing once and I caught it. When you take it out of the water, it starts making noise like a Khanzir. SubhanAllah. I don't know what it's called, but we call it in Lebanon Khanzir al-Bahr. It actually, when you take it out, it starts squealing like a pig. SubhanAllah. Bull sharks too, he's saying. So here is no issue with eating it. طيب. Of course, some ulama spoke about the mermaid. The mermaid. Are we allowed to eat the mermaid? And ulama talked about it. Of course, the mermaid doesn't even exist. It is something, because in their days the stories came out, there are some animals which half a human, half animals. And of course the ulama, they were not, yani some ulama, they were asked this question. And they do the ijtihad accordingly. Yes. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, the mermaid. طيب, we continue. He said, إِلَّا الْحَيَّ. Except the eel of the water. Of course, the eel, ya ikhwa, why he said it's not allowed to eat? He said, I didn't say, huh? He said, Ibn Qudamah, because the dalil, the ulama use, they say because, لأنها من المستخبثات عند العرب. It is considered, according to the Arab, as something filthy, khabith. That is the dalil.
There's no dalil that you're not allowed to eat it. And since the Arabs, generally, when they disliked and they didn't like the eel of the water, so that's why the Shaykh, he said, according to this principle, it is haram. Now, you're not allowed to eat it. But the correct opinion, wallahu a'lam, not about the eel, the correct opinion, is this principle valid or not? Because later we're going to talk about insects. Are insects haram or halal? There is no clear dalil that it is haram or halal. The only dalil the ulama use is that the Arab istakhbathatu. The Arab did not like it, despised it. So since the Arabs despised it, he said it is haram. You see, I want to read to you, is that correct or not? Or whatever considered khabith, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we mentioned the ayah last week, يُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثِ. He make the good, wholesome things for them lawful, and whatever is filthy is haram. Here, the Shaykh rahimahullah, yani here, whatever is khabith and whatever is tayyib, is it according to what the Arab decide, or it is according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says? Because at times, people think smoking is nice. Before the research, so we say smoking is nice. So there's no clear dalil. It's later, when the harm of smoking became clear, they said haram. Sah? Same thing. Here he said, Vudab. Vudab is what? A type of lizard that the Arabs used to like to eat. Prophet ﷺ disliked it. Listen. It was put in front of the Prophet ﷺ, Dab. What is Dab? The lizard. The Prophet ﷺ, he put his hand to eat, then he asked them, what's this? They said, a Dab, ya Rasul. It's a type of lizard. It lives in the desert. And the Arabs still now, the Saudis, you see him with his four-wheel drive, very expensive. He sees the dub in the desert and he just waves and he drives chasing it, and then he pulls his stick and he chases it. And his shemal falls and everything falls in. It's like a delicacy to them. If you see it, your stomach turns. But subhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ put his hand, they told him dub. He retracted his hand very quickly and said, Ya Rasulallah, is there something in it? Haram? Said no, but my people don't eat it. So Khalid bin Walid put his hand and started to eat. And he said, I was eating while the Prophet ﷺ looked at me in an amazed way. How can you eat it, man? Because Khalid bin Walid in Makkah, you see, and the Prophet ﷺ from Makkah. But in Makkah, the people of Makkah, his people did not like to eat the dhab. But the Prophet ﷺ did not want to eat the dhab. Not because haram, but his nafs did not like it. You see? So here, it is not everything the Arabs like or dislike can be khabith or not. Here he said, some Arab did not like vudab. Sah? And some it's like it. So how do we draw the line? Also, here he said, this is narrated from the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, he said, al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, إذا لو رجعنا إلى هذه الأمور صار الحل والتحريم أمرا نسبيا. He said, if we go back to what the Arab like and don't like, the halal and haram become something relative according to each people, group of people. You see, like for example, the locust. Some people like it and some people don't like it. I know you now. If I give you $100 to eat locust, you won't eat it. صح? You won't eat it. But some people used to like it. So, also, here he said it becomes something, what? Relative. And he said, يَكُونُ هَذَا الشَّيْءُ عِنْدَ قَوْمٍ حَلَالًا وَعِنْدَ آخَرِينَ حَرَامًا لِأَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ اعْتَادُوهُ فَاسْتَطَبُوهُ وَالْآخَرِينَ لَمْ يَعْتَادُوهُ فَلَمْ يَسْتَطِيبُوهُ إِسْتَخْبَثُوهُ. He said, because according to a group of people, قَوْم, this is halal, and another group of people, this is haram. Why? The ones who are halal, they used to it, they eat it all the time, so it become part of their diet. And some people don't eat it, it's not part of their diet. I remember one brother, we don't have, oysters are not known very well in the town that we come from, Tripoli, even it is on the water, but no one really eats oysters. So I invited this brother who always lived in Lebanon. He saw the oysters and I told him, try. He took one, he nearly was going to vomit his stomach. Why? He said, I ate it because out of shyness, I didn't want to say no to you, but it looked like something you spat out of inside the shell. He just didn't like it. Of course, I eat oysters like I eat chips, if they're there. If not there, they're not there. So some people like things and some people don't like things. So you can't say that something halal and something haram, whether you like it or not. So it's not everything that Arab like or don't like, or the people like and don't like, it becomes haram or halal. Here he said, وَلَكِنْ لَا يُمْكِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ الشَّرْعُ هَكَذَا فَالشَّرْعُ إِذَا حَرَّمَ عَيْنًا فَهِيَ حَرَامٌ عِنْدَ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ. He said, the shara can't be like this. The shara, when it comes and prohibits something, then it is haram for every single person. وَلَيْسَ مُطْلَقُ قَوْنِ الشَّيْءِ خَبِيثًا يَقْدَرِ التَّحْرِيمِ. And he said, and not every time something can be filthy, it necessitates that it is haram. Look at the Shaykh rahimahullah. He said, بدليل قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل من هذه الشجرة الخبيثة فلا يقربن مسجدنا. Whomever eats from this خبيثة tree, let him not come to our masjid. Here, ويعني البصل, meaning البصل, onion. Onion is described and the garlic to be خبيث. Why? Because of the strong, ugly smell that comes out. وقالوا حرمت حرمت. يعني they asked Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, did it come haram? قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, لا, ليس لي تحريم ما أحل الله ولكنني كنت أكرهها. He said, it's not to me to prohibit something Allah made it halal, but I used to, or I dislike it, because I dislike the smell. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's clean, he loves everything clean. Here he said, the Uthaymeen continues, فالشرع لا يحرم إلا خبيثا. The Sharia does not forbid except خبيث. فَإِذَا حَرَّمَ شَيْئًا لَا تَبْحَثْ هَلْ هُوَ طَيِّبٌ أَوْ غَيْرُ طَيِّبٌ. He said, if the Sharia comes to say that something haram, do not look whether it's wholesome or not wholesome, good for you or not good for you. Haram, haram, خلاص. إِذَا حُرِّمْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ خَبِيثٌ. If it is haram, know that it is filthy and خبيث. He said, أَمَّا أَن نَقُولَ كُلَّمَا اسْتَخْبَثَهُ النَّاسِ أَوْ ذَوِي الْيَسَارِ فهم منهم فهو حرام فهذا أمر لا يمكن. He said, if we say that everything that the people dislike and despise, or the people of nobility from amongst them, they say that this haram, this is something it can't be. Why? لأن معنى ذلك أن ترد الأحكام إلى أعراف الناس وعادات الناس. Then all the ahkam goes back to the custom of people and the habits of people. You see, and that cannot be, the Shaykh is saying. فالصواب أن ما يستخبث حلال إلا إذا دخل في أحد الضوابط السابقة فيكون حرام. He said, accordingly, the correct that something that is يستخبث, يعني some people feel it is filthy and they don't want to eat it, it is halal, except if some of the regulation came, as he mentioned before, يعني in his book, then it makes it haram. يعني some dalil from the Quran and Sunnah and the consensus and so, or qiyas, analogical deduction, it says it is haram. But what supports this? That what come in the Sharia, for example, as we said, the dab, the lizard, some Arabs used to like it and some Arabs used to not like it. Like the Prophet ﷺ and his people never liked the lizard, dab, and other Arabs used to like it and they would eat it and it is something that is nice. طيب, وَلَمْ يُحَرِّمْهُ الشَّرَعُ, and the Sharia never came to say haram. Also the khamra, which is the mother of filth, the khamra, the alcohol, because it harms. And it harms, as the Sharia said, greater than the benefit. Even though the Arab used to what? Used to love the khamra. Used to sing poems about the khamra, yet Arab loved it, the Sharia came and says haram. And the garlic and the basal, even the Sharia described it as khabith, yet what is it? Halal. You see? طيب لأن خبث the خبيث in its smell and but does not harm to eat it while the خمرة it harms when you eat it. Now, خبيث filth doesn't might have to be filthy in a sense that it's dirty, but الخبيث filthy in a sense that the smell could be filthy, the smell could be disgusting. صح خبيث. So here, according to this, the Shaykh has annulled this. Of course, Ibn Taymiyyah has a lot of debate, and I don't want to take up much of your time. But the dalil of what the Arab despise or dislike is not good enough to make it haram. But this to show you something, if it is going to teach us something, how much the scholars of Islam used to look up to the Arabs in the sense that because the Qur'an came with their tongue, and the Qur'an, the Sunnah came with their tongue, and Muhammad was chosen out of it, even their attitude towards things, it was considered as part of the Sharia, according to some ulama. You see? And I'm not talking the modern Arabs. The modern Arabs are corrupted, Habib. I'm talking about the Arabs that used to, at the time of the Prophet, and even before, from the time of Jahiliyyah. Even from the like Banu Hashim and so those great noble Arabs, even whether as an individual they're kuffar, but at the time also they never used to eat khanzir, for example. You see, they used to feel that it is not a good food. But just to show you generally that it is
until now, we can deduct that the eel is haram or halal, because according to the Arab's way.
We said, still the brother asking, is the eel halal or haram? I'll take you back. So far, what did we say? The proof he used is what? What the Arabs believe, yes, believe it is filth. But we said, this is not a dalil that would make it, the closer opinion, Allahu A'lam, it is halal. Unless it is proven that it is poisonous for the body. Yani anything that has a poison for the body, even if you take it out of the water, you can't eat it because it is poisonous and harms the body. Yani if it's proven that it's a certain type of fish or a certain type of animal that you take out of the water, and if the people generally eat it, they will get sick and would harm their body, and it is poisonous, then it becomes haram for them because it causes harm. And the principle of the Sharia is لا ضرر ولا ضرار. No harm done to yourself and no harm caused to everyone. طيب. So there is no ضرر ولا ضرار, and that is a very important problem. Otherwise it is halal. It falls under the general order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are allowed to eat from the fish everything. So far we established what? Everything that come out of the sea is halal. And everything that lives, any amphibian, is halal except the predator and the exception the Shaykh going to tell us. صح? Here he said, وَمَا وَالضِفْدَعُ. He said the eel and the ضِفْدَعُ, the frog, is haram. So we said the eel is halal. The frog. Why the frog is haram? Because it was narrated from Abdul Rahman ibn Uthman radiallahu anhu, he said, a doctor said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dawa. وَذَكَرَ أَنَّ الضِّفْدَعَ يُجْعَلَ فِي. He mentioned the doctor who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in front of him some kind of medicine, and the frog is put in it. They use some of the frog in it. Here he said, فَنَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ قَتْلِ الضِّفْدَعِ. He said it is haram to kill the frog. Narrated by Imam Ahmad and Ashab al-Sunan, yani the Sunan, and Sanaduhu Sahih. Its narration is authentic. So if you're not allowed to kill the frog, then you're not eat it logically. صح? So you're not allowed, it is haram to eat frogs. It is haram to eat frog. I know it is a French delicacy. And it is very famous in Lebanon amongst the upper Lebanese class who cook the French cuisine, like snails and frogs and so on and so forth. No. Here he said, فَنَهَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَنِ الْضِفْدَعِ. Of course, Why you can't eat it? Because to eat it, you have to what? Tazbahu, slaughter it. As we said about the turtle. Now, also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade to kill what? The ant, the bee, the hudhud, the hopoi, the sar, I've got it here, the shrike. Yes. So it is prohibited to kill the hopoi, the shrike, the bee and the ant. Here the Prophet ﷺ forbade killing al-namla, the ant, al-nahla, al-hudhud, al-sar. It is haram to eat it also because you're not allowed to kill it. The brother said, ant, there are some ants dangerous, and if they're in your house, they could cause a problem. Now, if there is ant in your house and in your kitchen, or they're causing you a problem, then you can kill them, no problem. So, here, don't kill them for fun. If there are harmful animals inside your house, like the cat in that, if it comes in, it's causing problem in the house, then you can put it down. And that's why he said here, what timsah? Also, the crocodile. Why? Because it is closer to the predator animal than fish. Yes. Also, the shark is allowed to eat. Now, as for the land animals, it is haram. He said, وَأَمَّا الْبَرِّيُّ فَيَحْرُمُ مِنْهُ كُلُّ ذِي نَابٍ مِنَ السِّبَاعِ. Before I continue. So what did we learn so far? We learned the following. We learned the following, that animals are split to two. Animals live on the land and animals live in the sea. We said, animals that live on the land, we'll talk about it. Now the animals that live in the sea, all of it is halal, including the ones that are not considered as stomach fish. يعني like crabs, eels and everything. And الرخويات like shellfish and all. Now first. Secondly, we said the ducks and the swans and all of that are halal if you are to slaughter them and eat them. Thirdly, we said there are animals who are amphibians who live in the sea and live on the land. They said the amphibians, we have to look at them. If it is a predator animal, then you are not allowed to eat it. And if it is not predator animal, like the crab and so on, then you are allowed to eat it. The crab, it cannot be slaughtered, obviously, but still more closer to a fish than it is closer to something that lives for a very long time outside the sea. We said the eel, you are allowed to eat the eel. The frog, it is haram because the Prophet ﷺ forbade killing the frog. So, and we will talk about the rest, which is the bee and the ant, we'll talk about it to come again. Here he said also, as for the one that lives on the land, by principle it is halal except the following. The ones that live on the land includes the one that live in the air, that flies, birds. Right. He said anything that have fangs, which is a predator animal. Sah? Why? Because in Sahih Muslim, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن كل ذي ناب من السباع وعن كل ذي مخلب من الطير. He said, the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade every predator with fangs and anything that have from the bird's claws. We'll talk about claws later. صح? Because every bird has little claws. But we'll talk about that later, what we define with the claws. And is it the claws you call it? Yeah. Talons, yes. That has talons. Every bird that have talons. طيب. He said, oh, and this is also, ya ikhwa, it is by consensus. There's no difference of opinion amongst the ulama. So what are as-siba, the predator animal? Like the lion, the tiger, the dhi'ib. What is the dhi'ib? The wolf, and so. And the pig. All of these are with the consensus. Also, something like the dog, the monkey, and there is no difference of opinion amongst the ulama that it is haram. Sah. Elephant and fox and cat also, there it is haram. It is haram. Now, Here he said, وَكُلُّ ذِي مَخْلَبٍ, anything that has talent from the birds. Of course, those talents are used for what? For hunting. Not like the little birds, they use their claws to hold on and to climb and to pick up food or seeds. No, talking about the ones that have talent that hunts with them. Exactly, it is a predator animal. Like, for example, a sucker, like example, vultures, eagles, and so on. Yes, all of those, also because of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, and also the owl under that. The owl is under that because it is the same. والحمر الأهلية, he said, and the domesticated donkeys. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade it in many ahadith narrated from the companions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade eating what? Al-humur al-ahliya, domesticated donkeys. And this is according to the consensus of the ulama, that the donkey, the domesticated donkey, it is haram for you to eat. Also al-bighal, the mules, it is haram to eat a mule. Imam Ahmad narrated, listen to the hadith. أَكَلْنَا يَوْمَ خَيْبَرَ, on the day of Khaybar, towards the end of the life of the Prophet ﷺ. This is also was prohibited while نكاه المتعة, مُتعة marriage. أَلْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ. He said here, Jabir ibn Abdullah said that on the day of Khaybar we ate الخيل, horses, horse meat, and mule meat, and donkey's meat. فنهانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن البغال والحمير ولم ينهانا عن الخيل. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade us from البغال والحمير, the mules and donkeys, and he did not forbid us from eating horses. صح. Why the ulama said the mule? You have to understand something. Why the ulama said the mule? Because the mule is in between. It is actually between a donkey and a horse. So it is a hybrid between a donkey and a horse. You see, and that's why it is haram. Now the ahadith, many ahadith did not include the mule. But there is a hadith, some ulama disputed it. صح? And they said it is shadh. But يعني, if it is free from shudur, we can accept it. Why? Because also it is mutawallid, it is inbred between halal and haram. So what is always, if something that in between halal and haram, you don't know, then the haram overtakes the halal and overrides the halal, and the mule is haram. So that makes, if you go to Belgium, you can eat what? Horse meat. صح? They're known to make mortadella through horse meat. If it is slaughtered halal. Eh? If it is slaughtered halal. وَمَا يَأْكُلُ الْجِيَفَ مِنَ الطُّيُورِ كَالنُّسُورِ وَالرَّخْمِ. Anything that eat corpse, dead carrion. Any animal that eat it, it becomes haram. Why? Remember, because it is fed from what? From haram. From carrion. And that's why we spoke about the jalala. Remember last week? What is the jalala? The animal that eats meat and all this. Here he said, كَالنُّسُورِ, like eagles. وَالرَّخْمِ, Egyptian vultures. The translation say, it is Egyptian vulture. Type of vulture that يعني found in Egypt a lot. And why? What is the dalil for that? Al-Qiyas on the ghurab, the crows. Prophet ﷺ forbade the crows. صح? And al-jallala. So here the dalil for that is what? Al-Qiyas on the crow and al-jallala. طيب. Here, وغراب البين والأبقوع. He said also, al-Khattaf is barn swallow. The research says that this animal are hardly found anymore around the world. And
غراب البين. غراب البين is a غراب, a crow that ate from corpses. Also الأبقاع, which is, what is it? It is a crow but has white patches. What do you call it? Magpie? Yes, magpies, or the magpies. صح? Why? Because it also ate from the corpses. And that's why it is haram. That has white and black. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَمْشٌ فَوَاسِقٌ. Five animals considered fasiq. يُقْتَلَّ فِي الْحِلِّ وَالْحَرَمِ. Whether you are in the hill, يعني you're not in the state of ihram, at umrah and hajj. صح? Because remember, in ihram, when you wear your ihram and you intend it, you're not allowed to hunt or kill anything. صح? Here he said, يُقْتَلْنَا. You are allowed to kill regardless whether you are in the hill, even in the haram. What are they? The snake. وَالْغُرَابُ الْأَبْقَى. وَالْغُرَابُ الْأَبْقَى. The crow that has white spots, which is magpie, you call it today. وَالْفَأْرَ, the mice. وَالْكَلْبُ الْعَقُرْ, biting dog, or a sick dog that bites the people and harms the people. Kalbun aqur, you're allowed to kill it. Wal hadya. Al hadya is called tiled kite. It's called tiled kite. Tiled kite. Now, as for the snake, if you come to your house and you find a snake in your house, of course, if it is not a harmful snake, like the cobra or rattlesnake, cobra and rattlesnake, you kill them straight away. But a normal snake that does not bite, if it does not poison, and it's not a dangerous snake, you are allowed to order, you need to order it three times to leave. Why? Because a young man, who was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he saw him, he's newly wed, and he started to miss his wife. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you go back home to your wife. He went back home and he saw his wife standing outside. He got very upset. He said, what are you doing standing outside? She said, go into your house and see what's happening. He went to his house and he saw a snake. So he took it and killed it, and straight away both of them died. So some narrations say that was the jinn, and when he killed the jinn, he got killed with it straight away. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, tell it to leave three times. If it doesn't, then you kill. Because it could be a jinn taking the image of and the body of a snake, you see? But not the dangerous snake. But I tell you, as soon as you see a snake, whether it's dangerous or not, you start wailing and screaming like a little girl. And you start stand outside and you call RSPCA. Now, so here, the five fawasiq that you are allowed to kill, whether you are in the hill or the haram, the snake, al-ghurab al-abqa, the magpie, the mice, and also the rat. The rat and the mice are the same. Al-kalb al-aqur, a biting sick dog, and al-hada'a, and the plural of hadaya, which is the kite, tailed kite. طيب. Here he said also, وَمَا يُسْتَخْبَثُ مِنَ الْحَشَرَاتِ كَالْفَأْرِ وَنَحْوِهَا. He said, and whatever it is, خَبِيث, filthy from insects and كَالْفَأْر, like a mice and similar. Whatever, here also the dalil wa. The dalil for this, about insects specifically, is what the Arabs dislike. So, what the Arabs dislike. Of course, there is no ummah came to like the insects except the Chinese. And the French who eat? The snakes. Of course, based on this, if we're going to take the opinion, that the Arabs, what they find khabith, it's not necessarily a dalil as we spoke, then there is no dalil to forbid insects. Except the ones that the Prophet ﷺ said don't kill. But of course there are things like khabith, yani, the nafs ta'afu, it's not something that you would eat it, you see. But we have many ulama also said about these insects not to be eaten.
As for the mice, we have a dalil, which is the Prophet ﷺ called it what? Fawasiq, صح? And he told you to kill it and fast it, and that's why you can't eat. Fawasiq, just evil animals. Fawasiq, evil animals. إِلَّا الْيَرْبُعُ He said, except the jerboa. That's the translation of it, jerboa. What is a jerboa? It's a little animal that hops. Like, here he said, Umar radiallahu anhu, he qada in the hyena, that if someone in the state of ihram, he kills any of this animal, he is to pay something similar to it and equal to it. And if you're hunting and you hunted an animal, whilst you are in the state of ihram, you have to expiate. What do you expiate is, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you choose men from amongst you that will judge what you should expiate. He left it up to us. And normally you give the ruling according to the similarity of the animals. Here Umar radiallahu anhu, he ruled with this issue in al-daba' hayina. We're going to talk about the hyena, whether you're allowed to eat it or not. Bikabsh, a big calf. Wal ghazal, the deer with anza, which is goat. Wal arnab bi'inaq, sah, with a small animal. Wa fil yarbu'i bi jufra. Al yarbu' jufra, yani with a small animal, a small bird. Now, al yarbu' then, and this is a dalil, that if it was not eaten, صح. يعني all of this, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he judged it like this, it's a proof that you are allowed to eat it. Otherwise, you want to hunt an animal that you don't eat. You with me so far? We'll talk about the hyena later. But here he said, في الضبع كبش والغزال الأرنب and يربو. So he made them equal to what you can eat, which is deer and rabbit and abdom. So based on this, they said it is halal to eat. Because there is no expiation fidya in hunting when you are wearing ihram, except the things you can eat. But that's what normally people hunt to eat. لأنه أكل على مائدة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو ينظر وقيل له أحرام هو قال لا متفق عليه. He said here, and the lizard, a special type of lizard, طبب, it was eaten in front of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم on his table, and he was looking and he was asked, is it haram? He said no, and this is agreed upon. وَمَا عَدَى هَذَا فَمُبَاحٍ Everything apart from the what we mentioned is what? Is love. He said, وَيُبَاحُ He came here to emphasize a bit. وَيُبَاحُ أَكْلُ الْخَيْلِ وَالضَّبَعُ It is allowed to eat horses and الضَّبَعُ وَيُبَاحُ أَكْلُ الْخَيْلِ He said it is allowed to eat horses. وَالضَّبَعُ The hyena. طيب. لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أذن في لحوم الخيل because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم permit to eat horse meat and this is agreed upon وسمي الضبع صيدا and he labeled the ضبع the hyena as hunted animal. Now come to the point, the ضبع, as he said, and I did a little research for you, let me read it for you, it is similar to what? To a sab'a, which is a predator. How come it is halal? I want to read for you what I collected for you, inshallah. Okay. Now, Shaykh Muhammad bin Ibrahim, rahimahullah, he said, listen, Muhammad ibn Ibrahim is the teacher of Shaykh bin Baz, the mufti. He was a mufti, one of the great muftis of his time. He's got a great book about tahkim al-qawaneen, the implementation of the rules other than the Sharia. Inshallah, when we have time, we'll teach it again. He said, لِلْعُلَمَاءِ فِي الضَّبْعِ قَوْلَانِ For the scholars, two opinions in the ضَبْعِ. الأول,
The first opinion, التحريم وإليها وإليه ذهب أبو حنيفة على أساس أنها من ذوات الأنياب التي جاءت في حديث كل ذي ناب من السباع رواه مسلم. He said, the first opinion is the opinion of from Abu Hanifa رحمه الله, according to the analogy that it falls under animals that has fangs and hunts a predator. So, it is haram. He said the second opinion, الإباحة وإليه ذهب الأئمة الثلاثة, that it is allowed, and to it the three imams accepted, which is الشافعي, أبو حنيفة, and الشافعي, حنبل, and مالك. Three of them said it is okay. وكان الشافعي يقول ما زال الناس يأكلونها ويبيعونها بين الصفا والمروة من غير نكير. He said the people will continuously eat it and sell it between the Safa and the Marwa, and no one has told them, what are you doing? وَهَذَا هُوَ الْقَوْلُ الصَّحِيحِ, and this is the correct opinion, لِمَا رَوَى أَهْلُ السُّنَنِ, because of the people of the Sunan, they said, الضَّبْعُ صَيْد. الضَّبْعُ is صَيْد. يعني whatever is صَيْد, I told you, hunt. And that's why, what did we call the previous animal? الْيَرْبُعْ, the gerbil, is what? صَيْد. Because Umar ruled to pay an expiation for anyone who hunts. He said, وَأَمَّا رَأْيُ أَبْوِي حَنِيفَ فَيُجَابُ عَنْهُ بِأَنَّ الْمُرَادَ ذَوُ الْأَنْيَابِ مِنَ السِّبَاعِ وَهِيَ لَيْسَتْ مِنَ السِّبَاعِ. He said, and what Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said, that it is from, yes, from ذَوَاتُ الْأَنْيَابِ, but it's not a predator. صح. So here he's saying what? It needs, as Ibn al-Qayyim said, in Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, he said, in his book Miftah Dar al-Sa'ada, he said, it needs two ilal. It has to meet two ilal. Not only that it has fangs, has to also be a predator. So, yes, it is, it has fangs, but it's not a predator animal. So the hyena does not normally hunt and follows a predator animal. Yes, it has fangs. طيب. Let's read a little bit more. Yeah, it eats dead corpse. But let's read a little bit more what the ulama said. طيب. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله أما الضبع فإنها مباحة في مذهب مالك والشافعي وأحمد ومحرمة في مذهب أبي حنيفة. He said, as for the ضبع, the hyena, the ضبع, it is allowed in madhab Imam Malik, Shafi'i, Ahmad, and it is haram in the madhab of Abu Hanifa. لِأَنَّهَا عِنْدَ أَبِي حَنِيفَ مِنْ ذَوَاتِ الْأَنْيَابِ وَالْأَوَّلُونَ اسْتَدَلُّوا بِأَنَّهَا صَيْد وَأُمِرَ بِأَكْلِهَا. He said here, why they said, يعني Abu Hanifa رحمه الله said, because he said it is from the ones that have fangs, but he said the early, يعني those ulama, the three ulama, They said it is sight, and since it is sight, the Prophet ﷺ said sight, you are allowed to eat. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله. This is more points, so you can emphasize the point. إنما حرم, whatever is haram, two points. ما له ناب من السباع, it has fangs from the predator animals. Second, العادية بطبعها كالأسد, that attacks by nature like the lion. The hyena does not attack by nature. The dog. وَأَمَّا الضَّبْعُ فَإِنَّمَا فِيهِ أَحَدُ الْوَصْفَيْنِ. As for the hyena, it has one of the two. That هُوَ كَوْنُهَا ذَاتُنَا. It is the one with fangs. وَلَيْسَتْ مِنَ السِّبَاعِ الْعَادِيَ. And it is not from the predator animals, siba. Let's continue. الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله. This is to kill the point here no more. He said, وكلام المؤلف, in his sharh on Zad al-Mustaqbil, وكلام المؤلف, in the words of the author, which is the author of Zad al-Mustaqbil, يدل على أن الضبع من ذوات الناب التي تفترس به, ولكن هذا غير مسلم. طيب, he said, and the wording of the Imam who of Zad al-Mustaqbil, it proves that the ضبع is from animals that have fangs, that attacks with it and hunts, attacks with it. But this is not correct. We don't agree with that. He said, فَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا
من ذوي الخبرة يقولون, many from the experienced one, they say, إن الضبع لا تفترس بنابهة. الضبع does not hunt with its fangs. وليست بسبع, and it is not a predator. ولا تفترس إلا عند الضرورة, and does not attack except in necessity, أو عند العدوان عليها, or something that attacks it. Now to give you 1 minute rundown of what we studied so far, and then next week we're going to talk about slaughter. Next week is the controversial topic. Okay, let's go quickly of what we said about what lives on the land. The first one is haram anything that has fangs from the siba. صح? We said like lion, tiger, and so. طيب. And also we said the dog and the monkey also not allowed to eat, and there is no khilaf amongst the ulama. طيب. Here he said, and anything that have talons from birds, like the vultures and the eagles and owls and so on. طيب. And الحمر الأهلية, domesticated donkey, because on the day of Khaybar, the Prophet ﷺ forbade on the domesticated donkey and the mules. We said, if the narration that has a mule weak, we can use the qiyas, the analogical deduction, that because it is an inbred between halal and haram, horse and donkey, and donkey, then we say it is haram because the haram overtakes the halal. And any animal that eats corpses. And the dalil for that is what? The analogy on the crow and al-jallal. صح? Like the nasur, the eagles, and the Egyptian vultures, and so. طيب. And we said also the hopoi and the shrike, ants, and mice. And also we said the ant, the bee, as-sard, which is the shrike, the hopoi, you're not allowed to kill them because of the adilla came to that. Also we said, whatever is khabith from insects, why? Because the Arabs disliked it. And we said this is not a dalil. But also if you dislike it, don't eat it. I won't eat it, I'm telling you now. Any insect, I won't eat it. So, he said also the mice is not allowed to eat because the Prophet ﷺ ordered to kill it because it is from the khams fawasiq. What are the khams fawasiq we said? What are they? The snake, magpie, mice, sick dogs, tail cut. Exactly. These are five you're not allowed to eat. He said except the gerbil, al-yarbu', we said it is a little animal that hops, and it is why? Because Umar radiallahu anhu considered it to be what? A hunted animal. Also he said a dab is allowed to eat because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw them eating it and he said it is not haram. And whatever apart from that, like cattle and so, it is all halal, and the rest of the birds. No.
I wonder a minute. Only in the crow, only the magpie.
Nah, even the black. Yeah, there is. No. The brother asking the crow, yes, the crow you're not allowed to eat.
Just to get back to the Jalal, he said, is it only haram to eat because it's eaten meat or
because it has been eating non halal meat and built in the body najasa. You see?
How if you ate something that's halal meat?
If you mix it with halal meat, there's no problem.
So it's not Jalal anymore.
It's not Jalal. Not Jalal. Cousin. Your cousin Jalal, no. Sad.
Are we allowed to use live bait?
You're allowed to use live bait. The ones who say you're not allowed to use live bait because it torments the animal and he feels the pain, the animal. Fish don't feel pain.
Yeah,